Apple Incorporated shares fell 5% on Friday after the company announced a reduced stock buyback program and warned of a $900 million cost impact from U.S.-China tariffs this quarter. The move comes as CEO Tim Cook revealed Apple is accelerating its supply chain shift out of China, with most U.S.-bound iPhones now being assembled in India. The tech giant's buyback authorization dropped to $100 billion, down from $110 billion last year, a rare pullback that unsettled investors used to consistent or increasing repurchase levels. Analysts said the move signals a desire to preserve cash amid rising macroeconomic and geopolitical risks. Apple historically maintains or increases its buyback. The reduction is a bit of a head-scratcher, said CFRA research analyst Angelo Zeno. Cook noted that while a temporary tariff exemption for consumer electronics offered some relief, the company expects a $900 million cost burden this quarter if tariff conditions remain unchanged. To mitigate risk, Apple is increasingly sourcing from India and Vietnam. iPads, Macs, and AirPods bound for the U.S. will also be primarily produced outside China. Despite reporting better-than-expected results, $95.36 billion in revenue and $1.65 EPS, Apple stock is down over 18% in 2025, making it the second-worst performer among the Magnificent Seven tech stocks. Analysts at Jefferies and Rosenblatt downgraded the stock following the earnings call. Cook emphasized Apple's long-term U.S. investment plan, pledging $500 billion over 4 years, and highlighted growing operations in Texas, Arizona, and Oregon. Apple's China revenue came in at $16 billion, slightly beating expectations, though competition from Huawei continues to erode market share.